I am here at the Ag and Food HR Roundtable, and I am standing here with Danica Lays, who is with Ag Chat Oz, which is similar to our Ag Chat Foundation here in the United States. Tell us a little bit about the organization that you work with.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. So the organization Ag Chat Oz started from observing the idea in the States, and we took that idea and sort of adapted it to Australian audiences, and we have a an online Twitter conversation every week on different topics affecting Australian farmers. Obviously, they're a little bit different to the issues and the topics that affect American farmers, but the concept, for all intents and purposes, is fairly similar in a lot of ways, and we have some additional things that we do on top of that, like provide networking events and do some social media workshops and things like that.
Tell us a little bit about why you chose to come to this year's roundtable.
I chose to come to the roundtable. Eric Spell and I sort of got in touch through social media channels, and Eric reached out to me and told me about the roundtable. I had seen a little bit online about the roundtable at home, but after meeting with him and talking with him about the roundtable, I just thought it'd be a fantastic idea, you know, to come along. Ag Careers invited me to come along. I'm really grateful for that. But it's been great to sort of broaden my perspective on agriculture, and that's probably the main reason why I came.
So. Well, I'm sure that you guys are facing some of the same issues we are here in the United States. Kind of give us your perspective on the topics that we've discussed this week.
Yeah, that's been a real sort of big thing that I'll take home with me, is that a lot of the issues talked about here in the last sort of day or two are, you know, really, really similar to some of the issues that we face back home. One of the most important ones being getting kids interested in agriculture, and therefore then getting them into universities and then graduating. We don't have enough graduates at the moment in Australia to fill all the jobs that are posted every year, and if that keeps continuing, then we'll have, you know, some serious problems in ag. The other positive message, I suppose, that I'd take home is that it is a really good time to be involved in agriculture, and we're the same in Australia. It's a really great dynamic time to be involved in agriculture. There's lots of things happening, new technologies, new developments. The people that are involved in agriculture are very passionate about what they do, and that's the same back home and here as well, so that's been really great to see.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the things that you've learned this week?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'd just like to say thank you to everyone for being such, you know, gracious, to Ag Careers for being such gracious hosts, and to everyone who I've met and come in contact with over the last couple of days. Everyone's been really friendly and really interested in what's happening in Australia, and I have learned a lot as well on my side of things. So, yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Again, I'm here at the 2012 North American Ag and Food HR Roundtable.